Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast, HoustonTexans.com. Drew Doherty here in Indianapolis, the 2010 Path to the Draft, sponsored by Fox Sports Houston. And it's our great honor to be joined by ESPN.com's Len Pasquarelli, covers the NFL for the website. Mr. Pasquarelli, thanks so much for your time today.
And my pleasure.
Let's get right to it. It's combine time. It's sometimes it's much ado about nothing, but what sort of stories are you chasing this time of year and at this event?
You know, we have so many people now, Drew. It's hard to get like a really good story, but a lot of the things I've done, and this doesn't relate to the Texans necessarily, but I'm looking at smaller defensive ends, guys that with so many teams playing a 3-4 now, you know, I mean those guys become maybe not valuable, but you're going to look at them a little bit closer, and there are probably, I think I counted 42 defensive ends here, and of that group, like 25 weigh 260 or less. So, you know, maybe they can play defensive end in the NFL, but maybe they can play better in as a hybrid type linebacker in a 3-4. So I'm looking at that, and then there's one kid in particular I watched since he's been in high school, Rennie Curran, a linebacker from Georgia. Undersized guy, again, certainly not going to be a hybrid linebacker, probably play inside, but this kid played at Brookwood High School in Snellville, Georgia, which is about half a mile from me. So I've watched him grow up. He's a great hitter. He probably lacks a little bit of height, but the guy's a hitting machine. So those are some of the things. And the interview process, I think, is important here. You know, players can run. Players might not run. I don't know that it's that important anymore. I mean, one of the things I wrote in my tip sheet the other day was, 20 years ago when they started the combine, the intent was save money. Don't go to so many pro days. You know, put everybody under one roof, you know, get a complete physical, get a complete on-the-field workup. Well, so many guys don't do the on-the-field stuff now that I think it's become more important. You get a great physical. Methodist Hospital does a great job. They keep their x-ray department open 24 hours a day. And get the interview. I think 15 minutes doesn't seem like much, but Rex Ryan was just saying, you can get a lot in 15 minutes and get to know a kid. So those are some of the stories I kind of been working on.
So with that defensive end group that you're kind of tracking, what would you think would Tyson Alualu out of Cal, would he fall into that group? What have you thought about him?
Yeah, he's one of the guys. I don't know him well, but I went through the list the other day just of guys that might fit that description. And obviously, alphabetically, he was one of the first guys, and I needed to learn more about him, obviously. But, yeah, clearly, guys that have some twitch, that can rush the quarterback, a little bit long and lanky, you know, those guys more and more are becoming more popular now, you know?
Yeah, we saw him the week of the Senior Bowl. We were there, saw him practice, and it seemed like he was in the offensive backfield the entire week.
These are the kind of guys you want, and I think there are 13 teams playing a 3-4 now. They all need outside linebackers. They all want that hybrid guy. It may differ from team to team. New England does theirs a little bit differently than like Pittsburgh does. But like, you know, Brandon Graham, who you probably saw at the Senior Bowl. A lot of teams think Brandon Graham can play defensive end, but there are probably just as many teams that think he's an outside linebacker in a 3-4. You know, he can come off the edge. He's got a great motor. So I think, you know, just look down the list at who some of the defensive ends are. There are probably more 280-pound plus guys this year than the last several years I've seen. But there are just as many guys in that 250, 260 range who are going to hit, you know, fit that 3-4 pretty well.
How many of these guys that you're looking at, these defensive ends, might be able to actually go and be moved inside and be kind of a quicker defensive tackle?
A few, maybe not many, but you know, there are some that, as I said, you've got more of the guys in the 280, 290 range than you had in past years. Those guys are tough to find, and particularly at end. But maybe some of them can play a little bit inside. They might be quick enough to play inside. And you know, teams, hey, everybody wants that edge rusher, no doubt about it. But the quickest way to the quarterback is you know, a straight line, and that's defensive tackle. And it's become probably over the last 7 or 8 years. You know, a lot more, you know, they're just the 3-4 guys want that run stuffer, the Casey Hampton guy. The teams that play a one gap, that want to get after people, you know, they want the little bit quicker guy inside, yeah.
Let's winnow it down to the Texans. We always like to hear the national perspective. Texans are still new on the scene, still haven't been to the playoffs yet. How close do you think they are, just from your perspective, and what do others say around them or about them just on that national level, if anything at all?
I think they're pretty close, particularly on offense. I mean, I covered the Atlanta Falcons. I live in Atlanta, so I know Schaub really well. And I'll be honest, when they made the trade for Matt Schaub, I wasn't sure he was the second coming of Tom Brady or the second coming of A.J. Feely, to tell you the truth. He hadn't played all that much. But, you know, they took a chance. They saw something in him. He's played well. Defensively, I think they still need a few pieces. In general, I would say they need not to turn the ball over as much. They seem to make a lot of mistakes, but they can move the football. And you know, they've got some pieces in place. Hopefully, they'll be able to keep Kevin Walter, who I think actually is one of the unsung guys in this unrestricted class. But they're going to score points. They probably need to stop people a little bit better, but I think they're getting a whole lot closer.
Yeah, Texans GM Rick Smith said yesterday that he talked with Walter's people, his agents, and you know, they want to keep Kevin Walter on the club. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I know this, that he is very attractive to 3 or 4 of the teams I've talked to here. And, you know, it's as you know, it's a very diminished, unrestricted class. I mean, they've kind of ripped the guts out of it with the uncapped rules. But he's a guy who I think is going to get pretty good play. You know, can they keep him there? I mean, that's probably a matter, not so much of money, but does he like it there? Does he want to be there? Does he enjoy playing with AJ? Does he like Schaub? You know, I think those are all key to this thing.
Let's put the Texans GM hat on you right now, and let's say you're picking at number 20. They just lost that coin flip to the Falcons yesterday here. Who do you take? What sort of player you take? Who's jumping out at you?
I think a lot will depend on, you know, can they keep Dante Robinson? I mean, that's a key.
Well, and he's gone. You know, he's a goner.
Yeah, everything I've heard, unless they can do a pretty good tap dance at the end and somehow keep him, he's probably gone. So, yeah, you know, it certainly starts up front, no doubt about that. They've invested a lot of picks, a lot of high picks, in defensive linemen, as you know. But you got to cover people. You've got to play in the secondary. I think their front seven is pretty good, and I really like Bernard Pollard. I was stunned when he got cut by the Chiefs. I thought the kid was a player, and he proved it in Houston.
You're one of many that loves Bernard Pollard. Imagine the Texans fans back there.
I would think so. I mean, you get a guy essentially for nothing. I mean, he's out there on the street, and big hitter, played here at Purdue. I used to live in Indianapolis, so I kind of follow those teams pretty well. But cornerbacks are a commodity. I mean, you got to have 3 or 4 of them, and you got to cover in this league. And, you know, and I think, as you said, if they lose Robinson, that's a big hole.
So with that in mind, you think they go after a guy like Boise State's Kyle Wilson, or do they try to flip Earl Thomas from safety into corner?
I think Wilson is moving up. I think a lot of people have been impressed with what he's done, you know, his senior year. And he's a guy, you know, you hate to say guys are on the rise, but, you know, he's clearly a guy that in this league, and as I talked about the importance of cornerback, he's moving up the charts. I would say Earl Thomas, and again, I'm an amateur at this, but I think he's probably more safety than cornerback, but you never know. I mean, the theory is you start guys at cornerback. It's easier to play. You know, you need smarter guys inside, and I'm not certainly suggesting that Earl Thomas isn't a bright guy, but you want to try a guy at the corner first if you think he's got some hybrid skills. So that may be true, but I think there are some corners here. I think there's some depth at corner. You can get a guy in the second or third round who can play for you, and you know, and again, playing, you know, putting the hat on of Texans GM. That's probably the way I'd go.
Look at corner, look there. Well, a guy who really impressed in his collegiate career in the SEC, he did great things at the Senior Bowl during the week, during the game, and he had a pretty electric personality today when he spoke with the media. I even saw you over there, Dexter McCluster. Wow. We saw some neat things from him. just initial impression.
He lit it up, didn't he? He was a great interview. You know, as a media guy, you love those kind of guys because there's no question he isn't going to answer with like some color. I mean, you know, I mean, he
doesn't speak in cliches.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and he talked about Chris Johnson, sort of, not so much. He didn't use the term hero, but he's a guy he watches a lot and referred to him as electrifying. And I think I asked him, you know, would you use that adjective for you? And he didn't back down. I mean, he said certainly. And you know, he's obviously, you know, got some size deficiencies, but gosh, he's a tough kid, and I think given the way the game's going, you know, looking for the Darren Sproles type guy, the guys that can return kicks, the guys that can give you a complimentary type back, and he seems to be a good pass blocker. He certainly talks the talk, that's for sure. I think he's a pretty intriguing guy, yeah.
Because of his size deficiencies that you mentioned, I think most people initially think, well, he can only go to a handful of teams, but really he strikes me as the type, because of that versatility, special teams wise, being able to line up in different spots on offense, he could go anywhere.
Yeah, and you mentioned versatility. I mean, here's a guy that claimed he likes to play gunner.
Yeah.
I mean, so, I mean, he can return kicks, he can line up in a slot for you. Is he a running back? He's not a running back in the mold of, you know, 230-pound guy that's going to pound the ball inside, but, you know, this league is becoming, and we've seen it with Reggie Bush. You know, there's no way New Orleans is going to let Reggie Bush go. In fact, I think I wrote that last night. You want to get these guys in space. And Todd Haley talked about it. When you have a unique guy like that, you can play him at the Wildcat, which is becoming more and more popular in the NFL. You can put him in a slot. You know, matchups are important in this league, and guys like, you know, Dexter and Reggie Bush, you put them in space against a linebacker or a safety, they're going to win most battles.
You know, another guy that's sort of intriguing, and we haven't really gotten a chance to talk to him yet here in the media days, but you know, Heisman runner-up, Heisman third place, is Toby Gerhart, Stanford running back. Does he have the lateral quickness of the moves maybe to make it at this level?
I don't know. I think that's a question, but I know this. He's coming here with a chip on his shoulder, and he has said, as you know, that you know he's going to prove some people wrong. People don't think he's all that athletic. They think he's more a power guy. I think he's going to run. He claims he's going to. I want to see him a lot. I mean, he's an intriguing guy. He's a bigger back, obviously, but he's got some speed. He can run over people. Can he run away from people? You know, we're going to find out. But I know this. He wants to do well here, and that's important.
Well, on that note, we want to do well here as well. Len, we thank you so much for your time. We enjoy reading your work at ESPN.com. The great Len Pasquarelli.
I don't know about the great, but we're here. We're making do. So I appreciate your time, and good luck to the Texans with that pick. That's an important pick for them, I think. They're getting closer, though.
It sure is, and it's in that area, that 15 to 25 area that you a lot of times you find a great player that kind of slips through.
Well, I was looking this morning at the Internet, and obviously, as you mentioned, the Falcons won that coin toss. They get the 19th pick. But you go back and look at the guys that have picked 19th in this league over the last 10 years or so. They are some pretty good players. It's pretty impressive. And I would imagine 20th is not a bad list either.
And you get them at a decent price, too.
You do. You don't have to pay the premium price. You know, you get a guy that can play. I mean, people talk about, well, there are maybe 15, 18 guys in this draft that have legitimate first-round grades. Hey, you're going to get a good player in this draft at 20. And you're probably going to get good players in this draft into the third round. I mean, it's a pretty deep draft at certain positions. And you know, the Texans are a sharp team. You know, Rick knows what he's looking for. I think Kubiak knows kind of what he's looking for. And I think they'll do pretty well.
Well, thanks so much for your time, Len, and you take care.
All right, my pleasure, and anytime.